Hello, everybody. Good evening. Thank you so much for coming. My name is Lauren Rosati, and I'm the Curatorial Assistant in Modern and Contemporary Art here at the National Academy. I'd like to welcome you all here tonight to the first review panel of 2013. This event occurs once a month here at the National Academy Student Gallery and is organized in partnership with ArtCritical.com. And it's generously supported by the New York City Department of Cultural Affairs and the New York State Council on the Arts. Tonight's panelists will discuss several exhibitions currently on view in galleries around New York, though I encourage you all to see the exhibitions currently on view in our own museum, the annual, which features 70 works by national academicians and Seismic Shifts, 10 Visionaries in Contemporary Art and Architecture. On February 27th, we will host our first event in connection with these shows titled Art, Politics, and Protest. It's a conversation with National Academician Faith Ringgold, Professor Emeritus at Princeton University, Dr. Cornell West, and art historian Dr. Leslie King Hammond. And information on this program and other programs in connection with our exhibitions are available at the front desk on your way out. But now for the review panel. So please join me in welcoming tonight's guests, as well as moderator David Cohen, publisher and editor of ArtCritical.com.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. I reckon there are two options this evening to stay warm. One is to stay warm at home, and the other is to stay warm where the debate is hot. So you intrepid folk have taken the latter option. Do raise your hands, please, if this is the first time you've attended a review panel. Excellent. Well, lovely to see new faces, and for your benefit, and to remind those of us who may have forgotten the format over the Christmas break, let me run through what we do here at the review panel. You've had a chance, the audience, to go and see four exhibitions, as have we, the panel. And we're paid to do so, so hopefully we have seen them. So the format is simplicity itself. I have a short PowerPoint presentation that shows a couple of the shows, just offers some slides of a couple of the shows. We, the panel, discuss those two shows among ourselves for a little while. We ask you, the audience, to let off some steam and tell us what you think about what we've been saying and what you think about those shows. And then we repeat the exercise for the next two exhibitions. So my first duty, my first pleasure, is to introduce this evening's panelists. Two are returnees, and one is being welcomed to the review panel for the first time, Paddy Johnson. Peter Plagans, to the left of me, from your point of view, is a painter who also writes art criticism. Currently, he contributes a bi-weekly column of New York Gallery reviews to the Wall Street Journal. His book on Bruce Nauman will be published by Feiden in December, and his next solo exhibition will open in April at the Texas Gallery in Houston, Texas. Paddy Johnson is the founding editor of Art Fag City and the arts editor of L Magazine. That's L the letter, not L the feminine pronoun, one would hasten to add, although one would be equally curious to know her views in either publication. In addition to her work on the blog, she's been published in magazines such as New York Magazine, The Economist, and The Guardian, and her blog has been linked to prestigious publications such as the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and The All. She lectures widely about art and the internet, prestigious venues. She's the first person to receive the Creative Capital Art Writers Grant as a blogger, and she received a scholarship to attend the iCommons Conference in Croatia as their art critic in 2007. And she's been nominated for Best Art Critic at the Rob Pruitt Art Awards in 2010. And David Brody is an artist and writer living, like Paddy, in Brooklyn, New York. His most recent solo painting exhibitions have been at Pierogi Gallery in Brooklyn and Sometimes Works of Art, the project space run by James Sienna, the artist in his building. He's installed wall drawings at the Drawing Center and the Brooklyn Museum, and his digital animations have been screened at the Reina Sofia Museum, MoMA, and the Centre Georges Pompidou in Paris. And there's an upcoming screening at the National Gallery in Washington. His art criticism is primarily published at Art Critical, and he has also written for Cabinet Magazine, Bomb, the Brooklyn Rail, and he published an interview with Philip Taff in the latter's 10-year retrospective at IMMA, the Irish Museum of Modern Art, in Dublin. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome this distinguished panel.